Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. Harry with you here today, and joining me is Feifei.
Hello everybody. And the expression we're going to look at in this programme is stab in the back. So Harry, how are you?
What? Oh, not bad. Well, no, fine, nothing.
What? You're not telling me something. What's the matter? Has something happened?
No, not really. I'm just annoyed with Jim. I don't really want to talk about it.
But I thought you were friends.
Well, we were friends until I discovered he stabbed me in the back.
Stabbed you in the back?
Yes, exactly. He had a meeting with the boss and right there he stabbed me in the back, in front of everyone. I'm really annoyed.
But surely you're more than annoyed. I mean, if he stabbed you in the back, don't you need an ambulance at least? I mean, it's lucky he didn't kill you. What did he stab you with? A knife?
No. No, he stabbed me in the back with his words. There was no actual violence.
He stabbed you with words?
Yes. To stab someone in the back means to betray someone. He knew that I wanted to handle the new video project and he said he'd help me get it. But in the meeting, he told the boss that I didn't have enough experience to do a project like that.
Ah, so stab in the back means he did something bad to you, even though you thought you were friends. Here are some more examples of stab in the back.
A lot of young people think you have to stab people in the back to get ahead in business, but you don't.
She told me she was in love with me, but then she stabbed me in the back and went out with Dave.
I wouldn't trust Laura if I were you. She's nice to your face, but then she stabs you in the back.
So you're not happy with Jim, but personally I'm just relieved. It could have been a lot worse. I mean, you're not actually hurt. Remember, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
Well, that's an expression for another programme.
You're right. Today's expression is to stab someone in the back. Not a very nice thing to do.
Join us again soon on The English We Speak.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.